Hello again. Monday night at 9, and that means it's time for Brass. Don't these Mondays come round quickly? Well, we're into the month of March now, so optimism is the key word, and I think when we get to the 10 o'clock news tonight, you'll agree that there's been a theme of optimism well and truly explored. So, let's get straight on with the music, with William German's march, The President.
Thank you.
Fordham's getting tonight's show off to a brisk start. The President, a march with a touch of swagger and often the choice of bands at the Whit Friday March contests. And so to tonight's overture. And it's a genuine birthday celebration because on this day in 1824, just a fraction over 200 years back, Bedřich Smetana was born in Bohemia, now part of the Czech Republic. So happy birthday, dear Bedřich, and your birthday greeting is Black Dyke, playing your overture to the Bartered Bride.
Thank you.
Solo time now, and it's a famous old warhorse for any cornet soloist. It was written for the Black Dyke principal, Harold Pinches, and there's no doubt about it, Edward Sutton's The Paragon has stood the passage of the years in great style, as entertaining a concert item as it ever was.
Thank you.
Paragon, posing a challenge to the soloist and a delight for the audiences down the years. Tonight's original work takes me back to the 1960s when I was banding in Harlow. Harlow New Town, as it was called in those days, 60 years ago. I've mentioned in the past, with more than a touch of pride, that our band president was Eric Ball, and what you're going to hear now is his Devon Fantasy, which he conducted on a number of occasions with our band. Four very short movements, Moorland Song, The Fair, Quiet Village, and Seafarers. Eric Ball loved to create pictures with his music, and Devon Fantasy does just that.
Thank you.
Lectures in Music, Eric Ball's Devon Fantasy, well within the capabilities of local bands here in the Isle of Man. Another musical anniversary now. In the year 1810 was the birth of one of the greatest writers and performers of the piano, Frédéric Chopin. Born in Poland, he was an international figure giving virtuoso performance throughout Europe. You could say that by any measure he was a musical superstar, and his compositions that have come down to us as his greatest legacy were in larger degree concert fodder. His work ranged across the styles, and the next two of tonight's choices show that versatility. First, his dramatic Polonaise Militaire, arranged for band by Howard Lorimer, and then switching style, one of his piano studies, which achieved wide popularity as So Deep Is the Night. And the euphonium soloist here is David Thornton. Thank you. David Thornton treating us to a spot of Chopin there. On a programme like this, one of the things that needs watching is the way the style of one piece feels natural after the one that went before it. I think I may have scored a double top with this next choice, because the lush sentiment of that lovely melody by Chopin is followed by a love theme from the world of film music, as Maurice Jarre's soundtrack from Dr. Zhivago brings CWS Glasgow and Lara's theme. And then we stay with the theme of love as Helen Fox, now Helen Williams, of course, who was over here very recently, confesses she's got somebody or other, hopefully Glyn Williams, under her skin.
Thank you.
Now enter the ladies, and an invitation band that Nicholas Childs put together back in 2000, a millennium special perhaps. He called it All-Star Girls of Brass, and the team sheet makes fascinating reading, and All-Star just about hits the spot. The range of titles and styles is very great, but here's a track that the ladies must have really enjoyed recording, Trumpets Wild. And then, as we approach the end of tonight's programme, we wind down to a more thoughtful mood. Andrew Lloyd Webber's All I Ask of You.